You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't know if we'll get clarity Monday or do they wait till Tuesday? They don't play again till Thursday, but there's definitely noise here. There's no question about that. There's subtle ways that teams put out fires when they're happening, and that's not really happening here.
It's Mike Shope.
I heard even when they were winning on this road trip, his mood wasn't great. Either he knew that story was coming, or he knows that there's something going on behind the scenes.
And the Bulldog.
I just wonder if the people around that organization know that something's coming. What it is, we'll see. I could be totally wrong, but everything that's going on there doesn't add up right now.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
That's Elliot Friedman, I believe. Football Monday on WGR is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. So I guess we're looking at a bit of a ping pong game today here on Football Monday.
Could happen, yeah. Should back happen, probably, yeah. I mean, the move, I mean, I entirely believed what we had late Friday and talked about late in our show Friday. The only thing I had reason to doubt that this would happen today that gave me reason to doubt was that Jarmo Kekäläinen was, I believe, in Finland tending to the passing of his father. I saw that over the weekend and thought, okay, well, that might maybe, you know, put the brakes on this.
Not the three wins?
For Monday. The two things together did give me a little pause. I thought this was going to happen today. Kekäläinen not being here, at least as far as I knew, you know, yesterday. Then another win that thought, like, oh, they're going to talk, they could talk themselves out of this. But obviously they didn't. So a day, I think, a great amount of relief within the fan base. I don't really get the sense, and nor do I feel any kind of jubilation or anything. Like oh, great. Because I don't know what this is going to do for them in the very short term. You know, their place in the standings is still very dire, even with these three wins.
How good are they?
Right. Well, those two things together, they might have their spirits lifted by this. They might stop being the butt of jokes around the league if that was impacting their mental state at all. But I don't know that they have it in them to climb out of the spot they're in. I mean, they're last in the East. But this needed to happen. It should have happened
3 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, quite a while ago. And I'd love to know what exactly the breaking point ultimately was for Pegula. Like, did he Did he hear some story from someone about their reputation that he had previously not really been paying attention to or hadn't heard, or that was embarrassing to him that caused him to act? Or was it just being in last place again? Because they are and still are, in, they were and still are in last place.
Three teams have 32 points there. One of them, the team Kekalainen led for, was it 11 years, is another. Maybe they miss him. You know, you don't say that first part, that speculation about what did it for Terry Pegula entirely in jest, I think.
Like, no.
Was he out? Because, like, that kind of maybe is the what it takes.
Yeah.
That's what, he ran into John Murphy at a dinner before he bought the Sabres in Penn State, or Murph ran into him and he's like, we're going to win Stanley Cups, plural. Like, just sort of a, or what was LaFontaine?
I'm thinking of the LaFontaine story, just, which was like he got seated with him at a dinner or something.
You know what,
and
buddy?
And LaFontaine bent his ear about what he would maybe do, and Pegula liked it and just, okay, you know what? This sounds like a good idea. Let's do this.
Maybe you should come work here.
Right. Right.
And then he was fired.
Yeah.
Who knows why?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I don't say it at all to be cute or even dismissive. I think it could have been anything. Something not even, you know, that large a thing. Because they've been the same team they've been this year for 3 years.
Well, there's going to be a press conference tomorrow morning. Will he be at it?
The owner?
Yes. Hopefully, you think?
I would think so.
If he's not, who is?
Right. Pete Guelli.
What did it? You think you'd get that question?
Yes.
What did it?
I think you will get that question. I think you would get an answer that is largely a word salad that doesn't directly address the question, but I think you'll get the question asked.
You go 5 years without making the playoffs, no one respects you. Like any sort of, you wait 1 minute to fire your GM or coach after a span like that, and it's like 1 minute too long. But he does, and then he brings in Kekalainen as an assistant, which is like, that's ominous for Adams, but doesn't just replace Adams after a ridiculously long span of time without even a playoff game. So he wouldn't do it then. Now it's 30 games in or whatever it was when almost literally everybody online knew the Sabres were going to do this except the people who cover the league nationally. Or they just did. They knew and they just didn't say anything?
I think they their commitment to that bit, if it was indeed a bit, I suspect it was, went hard. I mean, we just heard comments from Elliot Friedman. I watched the second intermission of Hockey Night in Canada Saturday specifically to see. That is normally the – they don't do the satellite hot stove anymore, but it's Ron McLean and Elliot Friedman and, like, what's news? You know, what's going on? And I think right at the end of it, he addressed it simply by saying there's a lot of noise. He mentioned Tim Graham and Matthew Fairburn from The Athletic, just as we had on Friday night. And so there's a lot of noise here. I don't have anything on it, was what he said. Like, I don't have anything on it, which I just...
How?
Right. That blows my mind. How you could have... but, you know, for whatever reason, however that machine works, it's... probably somewhat similar to the way we've talked about the NFL and Schefter and Rappaport and the big people there.
Sure.
So there's a favor for someone. I'm just not really sure who. Because normally that's not the guy that's being shown the door. You know, that's not really your concern. Unless he's some heavyweight that you know is going to have another job as soon as he walks out the door of the one he's just been dismissed from. But that is not the case here. So I don't know what was going on there. Maybe they really didn't know, but I find that really suspect. Not that it matters now. I mean, the news has come, and it's the news that we were, I think, you know, waiting for years.
Years. All right, well, good. That, I guess in a way it's good timing because the Bills game was not important.
We're settling on that,
right?
Are we?
Are we? I mean, I'm not telling you to say it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it. It may prove to be unimportant, but until all the horses are in the barn, I'm not. It still could be very important when it comes right down to it. So we'll see.
Yeah. It. I mean, what do I say here that you don't already know? It keeps them alive for the AFC East. That's right. It, if you were wondering, and this game took, you know, was a ride, like if you were thinking that they weren't on the Patriots level, I think I would have to say they proved to be at least on the Patriots level. They did beat the Patriots in Foxborough. It was a fun game if you stayed with it. You know, not everybody would have at 21-0, but if you stayed with it, my wife said it all when she said, they really won in a text. Like, right. So
winter makes it more likely that you stayed with it because there's no lawn to mow.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's
that,
not
a, that is a default move for people, that, you know, when it's lousy, you know, like, I'm going to go mow the grass. I'll see what happens when it's over.
But I just will say, like, again, it for me doesn't change anything. I think we knew that there is tremendous upside with Josh Allen and the offense, no matter who else is on it. We've seen that how many times? 50 times? Like, we knew that already. And like I said on postgame, if you sat there at either 21-0 or at some other point and thought to yourself, well, we're just not going to get there today. I don't mean that they had to win, but that they were just going to show up and score. Like, that's on you, because the Bills almost always do that. Almost never have they failed to do that.
Except for the losses this year, three of them anyway. New England game's an exception, but really, yesterday's game looked a lot like the Atlanta game to me. I can't block you. You're running through me. You're building a lead. And then the defense comes out and ostensibly, you know, almost pitches a shutout in the second half, but I couldn't get anywhere on offense. And obviously that was not the case yesterday. The Bills scored touchdowns on five consecutive drives spanning the second quarter into the fourth quarter before finally, you know, punting. So that switch got found. And you're right. We have seen evidence of that, of them being capable of doing that. But this year we have seen, especially on the road, I think the Houston game is similar to this. They got closer in that game, but same kind of thing. Like, first half is just, I can't stop them. Davis Mills, what? And then it's a field goal after halftime, and I just can't claw my way all the way back. Atlanta was worse than that. Miami, I'm shut out 16-0 into the fourth quarter. What? But this game, just like last week against the Bengals and earlier in the season against Baltimore, they found the switch, flipped it, and the lights went on.
Still, to me, games like Miami, less so Atlanta, I would have to admit, where you're coming back, but the turnovers cut you down, and you're down late, and it's like in Atlanta, they had a couple of fourth downs that they went for it because they were down double digits and had to, and, you know, didn't make it. So, okay, but, you know, fair enough. Like, it wasn't that they just always put up 35. I don't mean to say that. It's just usually in the second quarter with the Bills, with these Bills, there's no deficit that's such where you're just going to want to turn the TV off. Like, it's not, they're not that either. So, you know, okay, whatever has happened in the past, they do come back and get the win. I thought there were two outcomes here that were possible, really maybe only two, that were going to be meaningful. One is you get destroyed. And we're all sitting here today and this week trying to sort of look in the mirror, if you will. And so what happened? Like, what? Not quite Kansas City, because there's no little Z next to your name in the standings. But still, like, what happened that the division race is over with three games left and I'm eliminated? Like, how? Mm-hmm. That ends up not happening. The other is this. I mean, the Bills could have blown them out, but they're still not going to have the inroads to first place. There was no possibility of that. And, you know, they won and there isn't. Like, they still need unlikely help to have a chance to get there. So it was either they get beat, you know, like really beat. Maybe the Atlanta or the Houston games are fine. Some form, which was on its way to happening, it seemed, an hour. Mm-hmm. You get that, and we're asking all the questions. Or it's close. Whatever it means to the standings is what it means. And we go, okay, well, we knew this already. We knew that they have the greatest upside, I think, in the AFC, if not the entire league. The upside, the ceiling is the highest for the Bills of any team. Would you say that? I think I would say that. No team can run with them the way they can run, like we saw in the second half yesterday, touchdown after touchdown after touchdown, at New England, at Vrabel. Nobody else can do that. The Patriots can't do it. The Broncos can't do it. although they had a pretty good day. I don't think Jacksonville can do it. There's a law that I looked up today to confirm that you're not allowed to ever talk about Jacksonville.
Okay, well, good.
No one ever does it.
That saves me. I don't really think of them, even though they have the same record as the Bills.
You're just playing it safe there, because if you don't think about them, then you won't. You'll be able to resist the temptation of talking about them. So you're not allowed to talk about Jacksonville, which won by four touchdowns yesterday.
Baltimore, since Lamar Jackson's been their quarterback, have had explosive games and explosive halves, like the Bills had yesterday and it had the week before against Cincinnati. But that Baltimore has not been in – there's not been ample evidence that they have that in their arsenal still, but they have a lot of the same people, and maybe they'll uncover it by the time January gets here, if they get in. That might still be the only team, and I'm sorry that my default setting is, you know, one of the perennial heavyweights in the conference that even isn't in a playoff spot right now is the team that I might be the most worried about within the field. Maybe that'll be a horrible error in judgment on my part, but thinking about that specific point, who can go in there and score touchdowns on five straight drives? I think Baltimore's been a team that's been capable of that in the past. I just don't know that they are right now. The Bills, we know, are, because they just did it. So, yeah, you know, a big part of it, that's part of why, you know, how meaningful is it? I think if the two outcomes you just laid out, if the Bills had just gotten beat, whether they, you know, got behind and never caught up, or New England just continued to roll them and, you know, they get blown out in a way that really rarely happens to them, we'd be in here, I think, well, you know, bad game, bad week, get in the playoffs, anything can happen, all that. And I think we're still in that spot, even with the win in our pockets, because it's still very likely to be three road games in a row before even getting to the Super Bowl. And can you do that? Can you, I don't know, I don't want to say play like that, you know, kind of flat for, you know, 25 minutes or 30 minutes even of a first half, and then just, come out and just, you know, go crazy. Maybe, but that's doesn't feel like a sustainable model. So I think we're still largely in the same spot we were, but we are armed with the ammunition of having seen them do that, not to Carolina, not even to Atlanta, who they were incapable of doing it against, but against a team that had won 10 in a row and is still favored to win the division. The Bills got off the mat and punched back effectively enough to win the game. So that's nice to have in your pocket as you move forward, because New England will be in the playoff pool. And you may have to do that again. Hopefully not in the same fashion you did yesterday, i.e. don't fall behind by 21.
Yeah, six of the seven spots in the AFC are pretty much accounted for at this point, and really even were before yesterday. Indianapolis losing just made that easier. Miami had a certain chance at it that almost got blown up before they even played their game tonight. But New England, Buffalo, Denver, LA Chargers, Jacksonville, Houston, that's six teams that are all like almost 100% at this point to make it. And, you know, we'll talk about this, I'm sure, all week, and we've been doing a lot of it. The matchups are different. Kansas City is officially out. Baltimore still has work to do. They're less than 50-50. We'll see what happens with the Steelers tonight. Indianapolis is 8%. Now, having lost four games in a row, that's your list. Like, that's everybody. So put any two teams on the same field, what's the biggest spread you could come up with? Houston at Denver, if that happened to be like 7-2 or something, or Houston at New England, or whoever, who do you want? Like, what is that line? Is it even 4 points?
It's probably smaller than that.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Denver was an underdog at home yesterday, and they won. They did great, I thought. Denver.
They did. Nick's had maybe the best day. He threw some balls down. I've seen this intermittently from him. It's just there's a lot of rolling to his right and throwing it into the stands when you watch him. But he was pinpoint on some, you know, 20-plus air yard throws yesterday. Really good.
The biggest yes or no? I'll just put it out there. I think maybe the biggest possible AFC playoff point spread would be Buffalo at Pittsburgh. And the Bills would be favored by 6 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the spread if they go to Baltimore? I mean, Baltimore would have to have beaten Pittsburgh and, I don't know, maybe also Green Bay or New England in these next few weeks.
3 tops, I would say.
Bills are favored, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think
in Baltimore?
Favored. Yes. Yep. But I wouldn't go large higher than 3.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it's funny to me. I said on Friday, you picked the Ravens in the picks. I'm like, I can't believe I didn't. Because I always do. Just like, it, right. I don't know. Like, they never look good anymore. And I don't think they necessarily did yesterday from what I heard about this game. But Cincinnati was inept and, you know, they shut them out.
So I did see one package of highlights of Jackson scrambles that, it might have been Ian Harditz. I'm not sure who it was. Someone said, like, Jackson might be back. Like he looked good in the open field with the ball.
About time.
In his hands. Yeah. You know, so that's one little piece of it, but obviously it's a significant piece. It's been sort of, you know, very curious, at least, watching them since he's returned from injury and not seemingly being willing to do that, or when he does, it not being, just not looking like you're used to seeing it looked. It looked more. Now, they were playing a team that last week looked like they had never played a rushing quarterback before in their lives. So there is that piece, but I saw him make a few people miss and run away from some people. So
the Bengals.
Yeah, so maybe Lamar is, you know, close to back. I don't know.
Cincinnati 4-10. Are there still people telling you?
Oh, don't let that team in.
4-10.
No, they've got an E there. They're done.
They're done?
Yep.
Miami's almost done. So is it important that Pittsburgh win the night?
If you want to keep Baltimore out, I'd say yes.
And who wouldn't?
Right. That's all the reason I need to root for the Steelers tonight. And that's not complicated. I mean, I don't love the Steelers, but they have not been a problem for me like Kansas City. Like, I have a very hard time rooting for Kansas City to win, even though I know it's better sometimes for the Bills. This is easy. Keep Baltimore out, go Steelers. Because only one of those teams is making it. Neither of them is going to be a wild card. I shouldn't say that definitively.
I think it's not even possible.
Okay.
I know I checked one of them, and it wasn't even I couldn't do it. So I haven't seen that from, you know, the true insiders. But I'm not even sure it's possible.
Okay.
They play each other, so one of them has to lose at least one more game. Ties notwithstanding, I know. Save your ties tweets. Okay, Buffalo Football Monday. Eric Wood at 4. Sal joins at 5. The Sabres have fired Kevin Adams. Paul Hamilton will join us at 6. Football Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. A fun, satisfying, if not super meaningful, Bills win. What about these starts, though? Can you really win? Can you really run the table in the playoffs, even if the Chiefs aren't in it? Getting down in games like this, having to win from 10 plus down in the fourth quarter, is that, of course, it's not what you want. Is that something you can do over and over and over again in the playoffs and actually get to a championship? Because I don't know. I had a tweet yesterday. I guess maybe now it looks stupid. Way to go, Bills, rolling in there and showing who's boss. I mean, you've won the division 5 years in a row, and like, hey, we're still here, right? You're raising your hand, right? We're still here. And it's 21-0. You're good enough to still win a game like that, but holy cow. I mean, where was any of that early? Because I think you want that. Didn't happen. Still won. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Monday. Your call's next at 803-0550, if you have them for us. Again, Eric Wood at 4. This is WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Score, stop, score. I think that's what we did coming out. You know, I think we've been pretty dang good at that over the course of the season. Now, obviously, we want to start faster, and we don't want to continue to put ourselves in these holes that we're finding ourselves in. But being able to dig ourselves out and be battle-tested, come down the stretch here, we'll have to find ways earlier on in the game to get things going so we don't have to put ourselves in that situation.
Sounds right. Josh Allen moves up to second, or tied for second, in the MVP odds with yesterday's performance in New England, tied with Drake May. Matthew Stafford is still the favorite, or if he wasn't, he was top two there for a couple of weeks. Rams over the Lions yesterday in a blast of a late game. Detroit is 25% to make the playoffs. Yep. Kansas City is zero. Baltimore is less than 50. Detroit, I mean, we got to get them in. They're fun. No? You don't think so?
I like them, but I don't care enough to rise to the level of got to get them in. You know, fine.
Who's over there that we would replace with Detroit?
Someone not as dangerous.
Seattle?
Fun can be equated with dangerous. Geez, I don't know. Yeah.
What happened there? Did you watch any of that with Rivers?
Yeah. I mean, they won.
I didn't see any of it.
They just couldn't. Neither team could really move the ball, and like they won with six field goals, Seattle. So just one of those days.
They almost lost to Phillip Rivers.
Oh, yeah. 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 There was a go-ahead touchdown with less than – or go-ahead field goal, excuse me. Rivers, you know, got them close enough for that with like 40 seconds or so to go, I think, 47 maybe.
60 yards.
Yeah. Seattle got the ball back and got their own 50-some yarder, I think, to win it.
I was at a place where there were lots of TVs and they all had the Broncos game. Why would you do that?
I don't know. Yeah, you want to at least get me a
Detroit was on.
Get me a you're right. That's right. Give me a red zone channel or something.
But if not red zone,
if you're not equipped, Fox. At least the other game. Yeah,
Thank you.
Yeah, that Ram game. Boy, coming out of halftime, they're like, boy, this is going to be great. And then the Rams just kind of put them down. It felt like to me like it was not as great. The Green Bay Denver game was a tighter, more tense game. The Rams just sort of. I don't know, swatted Detroit away as the game went on.
I thought Detroit was the right side there. I liked it when you picked the Rams, but you got there. You did it. Correct. Winner. Pay that man his money. Your friends who know Rounders, are they going to text you? Do I need to do the accent? Pay that man his money. Not even good. Chris is with us. Hello, Chris.
That sounded all right to me.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Chris.
In South Carolina here, so NASCAR country, and, kind of grew up noticing that like Dale Earnhardt Jr., for instance, would come out with a strong car at the beginning of the race, and then as he would try to tell the guys in the pit, you know, what needed to be done every time he come in, it's like they was never able to take what he give them and be able to put that information into the car, because when he would come back out, the car would be struggling. I think McDermott is the exact opposite of that. I honestly think that he is the reason for the turnaround the second half of each game that we get put in behind the eight ball. Is I think that he's able to breathe for a minute and get back there with the guys and just be able to talk about what's going on without being caught up in the game. One thing I wanted to ask you guys is there anything that you see that we can maybe do on the offensive side of the ball? Because how could it be? I mean, everybody sees the same game. But how could it be such a struggle every week in and week out, and then, five straight drives? I mean, what is it if you guys are seeing on the offensive side of the ball that we're doing different? Because the same bubble screens just not popping or popping, and I'm not so sure that it's the way that we set up the plays in the first half and it's just coming through for us in the second. What do you guys think on the offensive side of the ball, and do you agree with McDermott maybe – being able to just fine-tune everything, not saying by himself, but I would like to put that in his lap.
Well, it's hard to argue with their success coming out of the locker room on defense. And a few of these games that this happened in that I'm even referencing comparing to yesterday are losses. And maybe the biggest reason it worked before yesterday and why yesterday is maybe more significant is that New England has been a good team this year. They have had a great season, and they're not Atlanta, and they're not Houston's nice, but their offense with Mills or Stroud is not like this super dangerous unit. So tightening it up when you're down big against those teams, I think it takes some doing, and the coaching staff should get credit for it, but it largely goes out the window because the offense couldn't get off the mat. I think they've done a tremendous job at that. I mean, there's a lot of different accounting of what happened yesterday. The looks that they gave Drake May in the second half, never the same thing twice. I'm hearing Dan Orlovsky saying, I don't know if that's 100% accurate or a bit of an exaggeration, but they mixed them up and did a great job. The offensive struggles early in games, I don't really know what to tell you. I mean, yesterday began, the first play they ran probably should have been a touchdown.
Cooks?
Yeah. So what went wrong? I mean,
he didn't catch it.
You know, the start of the game, New England gets the benefit of no sky ref involvement and a quick snap, and they hang on to a long reception that converts a third down. The Bills hit a play that, again, the guy's open, and if he catches it clean, should be able to outrun the defender to the end zone, but he bobbles it, and review comes in, and it doesn't stand. I mean, circumstantially, those are things that happened in the game that led to it being as one-sided as it was, but it doesn't explain game over game what the struggle is offensively early, I don't have an answer for you, like a direct answer. I don't know. It's the same personnel. It's the same guy calling plays. It might be the same as what happens on defense. This is what they're doing to us. Here's what we need to do to counteract that. I'm not sure why that has to take until halftime to happen, but maybe that's as easy an explanation as there is.
I think the point about their defense might have merit, and I'm using the fact that they punted those two times early yesterday as perhaps proof of that. Like, that he wants to evaluate and then eventually we'll make adjustments and we'll get there. It's just living on the wire. I mean, I still don't love the thought that the chances of this team winning all these playoff games this way. I mean, Cincinnati had them, but for a couple of fluky plays. And then yesterday, it's 21-0. So you don't want to live like that. Maybe this McDermott probably gets underrated for what he's actually done with the fourth down stuff and aggressiveness, but there's plenty of ammunition on the other side. And what they're doing, punting across midfield twice in the first quarter yesterday, I mean, never gets brought up because they won anyway. Like, that's just, you're really playing it careful there. And this is, it's not the same example of it, but this is the problem that so many fans have with all of this, whether it's in the form of who's on the field or these kind of decisions by the coach. We're keeping lesser teams in games unnecessarily for too long because we want to punt or we want to, you know, adjust later. And I don't know, I'm oversimplifying probably. What happened yesterday, the first drive, you mentioned the Cooks drop. The second is their third and four, and Palmer has a false start. Then they get sacked, and, like, that's the end of that. So it's not so much philosophical necessarily as it is just attention to detail and sort of being sharp at the beginning of games. And on some level, this is in preparation. This is, whether it's game plan or just something else, getting your players ready to go right away, because they have this security blanket or whatever it is now that's not, what do I want there? Safety net? This kind of belief maybe that they can just beat anybody anyway. And, you know, and it makes sense because they do. Even the game in Miami or the game in Houston, like, there's still, like, chances to come back and win. There's just a turnover or a sack or a penalty.
Or a big run play.
Yeah, and you just run out of time.
Ultimately undid them in Miami, but that's right.
If it were like a card game or something where you would be able to keep playing your cards until...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you're done, or cricket, then they maybe would never lose. But they run out of time sometimes. That doesn't work, does it? But that's not something that should go on the air. The card game.
I don't theory. Even. Yeah, I don't know how.
Cricket.
I don't really.
You just keep batting.
I don't know how cricket works. Right. I know the games last days sometimes. I do know that.
If these games lasted days, the Bills would never lose. Cameron is next. Hi, Cameron.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
I'm a caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering, you know, playoffs coming up soon. We have a big receiver room. We need some depth, but it really just seems like it's been Shakir or nothing. I like these three tight end sets, but in the playoffs, when we need that big throw, I don't know if we can trust Jackson Hollis to be out there making catches. I want to see more from Coleman. I want to see more from Gabe Davis. Brendan Cooks, you know, he's come, but he doesn't play, but I haven't really seen much. So I'm just wondering, do you guys think for the playoffs, what are we going to do with the receiver room?
Cross your fingers. I'm not being cute. I mean, they've done what they can do. They picked up guys that were on the street. Hardman is still on the roster. Like he
I can't wait for the playoffs to come down to him.
I think he will have a role here. Yeah, I don't know. Oof. I mean, at least it's possible that he will. He didn't just, you know, come here, get hurt, and go be sent away. Maybe they will waive him as soon as he's healthy. I don't know. But he's here. They grabbed Cooks a couple weeks ago. This is their receiver room, for better or worse, and it's mostly been for worse. So I don't think anything's going to change that. I think you better hope that Dalton Kincaid can, you know, do what he's done most of the year, which is be impactful on minimal snaps. It's nice that they have found a way to, like, you know, get Knox involved, and that's helping. But that's it. That's who I am on offense.
Thanks. I hate it. Coleman isn't in the book. There was a target that didn't count right. There was a penalty or something.
He drew a pass interference, so they got a first down out of it.
So he doesn't get credit for a target in this game. That was the only one. Cooks, three targets, zero. it's been this way for a couple of weeks, if not 5 years, like, or not five, but two. Six completions to receivers yesterday, five to Shakir, one to Palmer. Everything else is running backs and tight ends. I don't know. I can't lie. Like, to me, this is not a good trait. 35 points. Are we going to set the franchise record again? Maybe. Is that even in the window? Points per game or total points for the season? Maybe it is. I don't know. It's the same every year. And what has happened in other years is we sit here after these wins. They're almost always wins. And we go, oh, geez, what about this and this and this and this? And then we feel bad about that because, like, you're not happy? Like, what's the problem? And then they have lost in the playoffs, and we're like, you see? Maybe this year they won't. Football Monday, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with Eric Wood in 20 minutes. This is WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.